Hey everyone, my name is Dr. Jules Cormier. I'm a doctor, teacher, and nutritionist, and I help people put more plants on their plates. Evidence-based nutrition gave me my life back, and I'm here to tell you all about it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast and thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to be talking about health and longevity. Now, do you know the secret to living past 100 years old? And I'm not talking about living longer in a long-term care home. I'm talking about extending the quality and the length of your life. Now, the issue with most chronic diseases is that they kill you slowly. Not only will they shorten your life by a few years, it might just make your final ones a living hell. Now, did you know that most people that suffer from chronic diseases will not only live shorter lives, but could also spend the final 6 years of their lives as disabled while relying on family and on the healthcare system? And that, did you know that it's fairly realistic to extend the length of your life while maintaining the quality of it too, with lifestyle modification? I mean, what's the point in living longer if the quality of those years suck? I mean, chronic diseases like diabetes, obesity, hypertension, and high cholesterol usually appear in your 40s or 50s, but only cause problems about 10 to 20 years down the road. So slowly that you might not even realize it until it's too late. Imagine working like a dog your whole life, just to get a diagnosis of a preventable disease weeks or months after retirement. Now, this is a scenario that doctors know all too well. Imagine being too weak or fragile to even be able to keep up with your kids or your grandkids. Imagine suffering for the last 10 to 20 years of a life that you worked so hard to build. Now, the amount of pain and suffering I see in a day is unbearable at times. And although most victims are victims of bad luck, some are victims of their own lifestyle choices. Now, hindsight is 20/20, and I see way too many patients living with regrets. Now, if you could predict the future and see yourself dependent on the healthcare system for the final 20 years of your life, would you change the way you're living now? I've heard many people say that they'd rather enjoy life now and simply deal with the consequences of their actions later. But in my experience, many of the people who are living with chronic diseases and their complications would have made a different choice if they've gotten a second crack at life. Now, everything in moderation is a really catchy slogan, but bad lifestyle choices and poor nutrition in moderation will lead to disease in moderation. Now, the current life expectancy in Canada is about 82.6 years, and it's 78.8 in the US. Now, many regions around the planet live considerably longer lives than we do in Canada and the US. And almost 40 other countries have a longer life expectancy than we do. Now, imagine that we could track down the top 5 places on Earth where people live the longest, and then imagine that we could study them for decades and find out what their secrets to longevity are. What do they know that we don't? Now, just so happens, we have those studies, and their secrets are awesome. I present to you the Blue Zones, 5 epic spots on planet Earth that harbor the highest proportion of centenarians, which are people who make it past 100 years of life. Now, Dan Buettner has dedicated his life to studying these populations, and along with the help of National Geographic and the National Institute on Aging, he has embarked on a lifelong lesson in longevity. Now, I read 2 of his books, early in my plant-based transition, and they further consolidated my conviction that I was doing the right thing. In his books, The Blue Zones of Longevity and The Blue Zones of Happiness, he details how he studied, interviewed, and lived with people from the Blue Zones, and revealed their secrets to longer lives along the way. Now, I strongly encourage you to pick up and read these great books. We know that about 20% of longevity is predicted by genes, and the rest is determined by daily lifestyle choices. Now, remember that people living in the Blue Zones are genetically equivalent to us. They don't have any superpowers or drink magic potions or have discovered the latest biohack that we don't know about. So, how do they manage to live so long? Dan Buettner and his team circled the globe and found 5 regions that they coined the Blue Zones, named after the blue pen that had circled these regions on a world map. Now, some of the people in these regions were living 10 years longer than their U.S. counterparts, and they harbored the oldest people on the planet. Now, these 5 regions were Loma Linda in California, Icaria, Greece, Sardinia in Italy, Okinawa, Japan, and the Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica. So, what are their best-kept secrets, you might ask? Now, there were 9 of them, and the biggest contributor? A predominantly whole food plant-based diet. Now, it just so happens that the longest-living populations on Earth are eating more than 90% of their calories from whole, unprocessed plants. Now, some still consume meat and processed foods, but minimal amounts when compared to the standard Canadian or American diet. Now, it has been suggested that on average, people of middle age who adopt a whole food plant-based diet would add anything from 6 to 8 extra years to their life. Now, what's the use if these years are spent being sick, you might ask? Now, the thing is, people living in the Blue Zones aren't genetically superior to us. They simply do a better job at avoiding the chronic diseases that tend to kill us in Canada and the US, like heart disease, cancer, dementia, diabetes, obesity, and hypertension, just to name a few. Now, in Okinawa, Japan, women have a sixth the amount of breast cancer than the rate that we do here, and a fifth of the rate of heart disease. In Icaria, Greece, they have 1/10 of the risk of suffering from dementia that we have here. Now, it seems that the secret to a long life is simply to not die from the most common killers. Now, these chronic diseases are often completely manageable, even preventable, through lifestyle choices. And the main one is the way we eat. Now, in the Blue Zones, the last years of their lives are mostly spent without disability, whereas in North America, most of our healthcare dollars are actually spent caring for the elderly and the many years of morbidity that they'll suffer through before dying. Now, people with chronic disease dying in their 60s will usually have gone through about an average of 8 years of suffering and morbidity. And now, many people might say that they don't want to live to 60, especially if they have bad health to start with. Now, people in the Blue Zones, they make it to 100, but they compress this morbidity into an average of less than 1 year. So, what do people from the Blue Zones eat? Well, you'd be surprised to find that it's nothing exceptional. Whole grains, not refined or processed grains like we do. Beans, unprocessed rice, like brown rice instead of white rice, whole corn instead of high fructose corn syrup, greens, sweet potatoes, nuts, and seeds. Now, beans are the cornerstone of every single Blue Zone population around the world. And those who eat a handful of nuts, tend to live about 2 years longer than those who didn't. Those who eat a cup of beans on most days have an average expectancy of 4 years more than North Americans. Now, the most important ingredient in a whole food and life-prolonging plant-based diet is its taste. Oh, that's right. People eat crap because it was scientifically engineered to hijack our reward centers, and Mother Nature simply can't compete with that. Now, if you can make healthy foods taste great, I'm betting that almost anyone would eat them. And that's why it's funny how we can spend our time, our energy, and our dollars studying longevity diets just to conclude, eat foods that we evolved with and make them tasty. Now, I have so much pathophysiological knowledge in my mind, it's dying to get out, but I still find it awesome that the most important information people want to learn is what recipe book I recommend, or what to eat, or what do I eat in a day, or how to make their plants more tasty. Now, that's why I created my free recipe book at plantbaseddrjules.com. You can download it free of charge, simply just to get you on track towards including more plant-based recipes in your rotation. Now, it contains over 20 of my family's favorite plant-based recipes, and we eat them regularly. Now, there are 8 other secrets that are kind of common in all of the 5 blue zones, and they all play a role in their health and longevity. Now, nutrition plays a pivotal role in the health of centenarians, but studying the 5 blue zones have also singled out other common denominators. Now, basically, significant value is given to practices of socializing with loved ones, of downshifting with meditation, and having some sense of purpose and belonging. And all of these play a role into being happy and healthy and living a long life. Now, people who are living the longest lives on the planet aren't drinking magic potions or taking expensive supplements. They're not doing liver detox diets or colon cleanses. They're actually taking less medication, less natural products, and less supplements than we are. And they're not keeping any special secrets from us either. They simply eat whole foods, and this accounts for more than 90% of their calories. They limit animal products, they limit processed foods, and in return, they get a dramatic decrease in the rates of almost all chronic diseases and cancers that kill us in Canada. Now, this is 100% backed up by all the other large-scale cohort studies, like the Epic Oxford studies or the Adventist Health studies, and they have concluded the same thing a long time ago. If you're eating more plants, your health will improve. Now, the condition being that you're eating whole plants and not processed plants. Now, the proof is rapidly accumulating, and we now know for sure that a whole food plant-based diet is a great way to reduce disease burden, to add more years to your life, and to lower the rates of suffering before dying. Now, the only question that remains is, could you make the transition? So if you'd like to, but aren't really confident on how, just go check out my website. It's free. Check out my old blogs on plantbaseddrjules.com. And hopefully you'll find some tips and tricks on how to manage transitioning towards more plants. Now, longevity increases with 2 very specific things. An increase in cardiorespiratory fitness, which we can measure with VO2 max. And also with the amount of calories that are coming from whole plants. As I'd say to someone, if you increase your exercise, you're going to live longer. That doesn't mean running marathons. That means being relatively active, doing what you like doing, and being active in a way that you're having fun and you're not really thinking about exercising. Now, the same thing goes for diet. If you want to live longer with reduced rates of chronic diseases, simply trend towards more calories, more of your daily calories, coming from whole foods and whole plants. You don't have to go full plant-based within a week. It took me almost 2 years to transition towards a fully whole food plant-based diet. So consider starting by simply adding a few plant-based meals to your rotation. Maybe switch your regular breakfast for oatmeal and soy milk with berries and granola. Maybe switch your processed meats for plant-based meat substitutes. Try to maybe have a plant-based day per week or a plant-based week per month. Simply try to maybe veganize the recipes that you're already eating. If you like your chili, put some beans and lentils in it instead of ground beef. Or if you have a pizza, maybe try vegan cheese on it for once. Simple steps in the right direction will accumulate over time. So start low, go slow, and make small, mindless micro choices that don't create too much friction with your life. And this is the science-based, sustainable way of maintaining change over time. The small changes accumulate, and before you know it, you've made a seamless transition towards a plant-forward diet, a plant-centered diet, a plant-predominant diet, or even better, a plant-exclusive diet like the one I consume. And if your goals aren't to be fully plant-based like I am, that's okay. Studies show that having 85% or more of your calories coming from whole or minimally processed plants will help you reap the benefits of lifestyle modification. So keep that in mind. I hope that helped. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope to see you at our next episode. Thank you so much. Peace. Yo, plant-based buddies, don't forget to go check out my website, plantbaseddrjules.com. That's where you'll find links to download my free recipe book, my transitioning guide, and my supplement guide for athletes. And there, you'll also find links to future live events, to my YouTube channel, my social media handles, my blog, and even my other podcast episodes. Now, stay on the lookout for my upcoming e-course, where we'll be using video courses to teach you everything from nutrition science to how to cook and create amazing plant-based meals. And the best way of showing some support is by going to Apple Podcast or Spotify, by subscribing and leaving a 5-star review for this podcast. That's the best way to help me spread my message to more people. Right on. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you in the next episode. Peace.